You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is Joe Pugh for IFL TV. We're here at the Bronx Gym. It's the start of fight week, and it is a big one, Johnny. It is Fabio Wardley versus Fraser Clark. How are you, mate?
I'm good. You know, what a bill. I'll tell everybody, I think it's the best bill boxer have put on since they've come on the scene from top to bottom. Every fight could be a headliner or leave a chief support. It's one of these shows where you walk in, you can't afford to go out and get a cup of tea because you want to watch the fight. So make sure you've had your wheeze, you've got your snacks. All the interruptions have gone. The football's over. Get stuck in. It's Easter Sunday. You know what? What a great, what a wicked bill. If you're a boxing fan, to me, I love it.
Start off with the co-main event. I know there was a little bit of mixed words, should we say, down there between Florian Marku and Chris Kongo. I think that's going to really fire up by the end of the week, and we're in for a banger. 50-50, isn't it?
I think Marku's that kind of fighter. He evokes that out of anybody he fights, and Kongo wants to. He wants to come back with a win. He wants to come back with, you know, wants to turn him over. It's a good fight. I don't think it goes the distance. And if it does, you know, it'd be a very, very hard fight, hard fought fight for both fighters.
Vidal Riley, a big step up for him against Luol. Yeah, who is favourite in that fight, do you think?
Well, you've got to go with the guy that's got the experience, and that's Luol. But in reality, you've got to go look at the guy that's got the talent. And you've seen him coming through, emerging. This is the biggest test for Vidal to date. Will he stand up to the test? I believe he will do. I believe he has the ability to do that. I think Luol is frustrated and pissed off enough, you know, because of his performance in Isaac. You know, he's going to come out and he'll be a different fighter, letting the shots go. Which means this fight is not going to go the distance. One of them's getting knocked out. I do believe we'll see the best of Vidal Riley. I think he steps up to the challenges that are in front of him.
Ben Whittaker returns, step up now. There isn't many more steps you can go before we need to actually see him in big fights, yeah?
The problem is he's too good for his own good, because he's a good fighter. When you put him in fighters of his own fights, you know, with the guys that have had matched his ability, then what's happened is, you know, he's wiping them out. So you've got to put him in deep waters. Problem is, when you get in deep waters and you beat those guys out in deep waters, you're out there in the ocean with not the experience to match the ability. But for Ben, if he can keep taking the skill that he's got to European level, to world level, he'll be an international star. I've seen it before. And so, and I think he can. I think he works ridiculously hard behind the scenes. He doesn't have time off in between fights. He's a student of the game, but he makes it look easy. And so that's what makes him so successful in what he does.
Main event then, let's talk about it. Fabio Wardley, Fraser Clark. It's slowly but surely been building, simmering, building. I think it's going to be intense this week, isn't it?
Wicked fight. I think Fabio's played a blinder, sharp, slick, in regards to what he's saying, how he's handling himself. Fraser's a guy that you'd expect to be in this position, and Fabio will be one with a begging ball. But Fraser's the one that has to come to Fabio for this. Fraser's the one that gets in the ring second first. You know, Fraser, that's the case. Fraser's got to be respectful, he's got to be professional, and he's got to depend on the skill that he's got. And if he depends on the skill that he's got, should get him through. But, you know, Fabio is that fighter that has a professional experience where Fraser hasn't. Fraser's done it behind the scenes with all the best fighters in the world, but he's just got to do it publicly.
The winner of this fight, have they seriously got to start pushing into, not obviously world title fights, but world title contenders, previous world title champions, and that's kind of mixed.
Yeah, that's, and I'm talking the likes of Dylan, Derek, people like that. That's that. So that's your next level. These guys are strong gatekeepers that you don't want to mess with. And if you've got holes in your armour, they'll find out. So they're the guys that they need to look on moving to next.
Adam Azim, Dalton Smith, Persbid, we still don't know what's going on, Johnny. What do you think is going to happen?
I was at that fight at the weekend. I think Dalton Smith was brilliant. That's Sheffield Steel, that's a Sheffield boy coming out, and I'm thinking, yes. I think Dalton Smith showed maturity, brilliant boxing brain, patience, very cool, pickpocketed a sniper, and he did a great job with it. I think Adam's an amazing fighter, learning on the job, but what I saw with Dalton was brilliance. So and Adam hasn't got the experience to match his ability. He needs the experience to match his ability, because what happens is, when you start taking big scalps, you're out there in big scalp land. So that means that big scalps, they collect them. And I think Adam, good fighter, learning on the job, wait a couple of fights.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get your, make your confidence match your ability, because he has all the ability.
In the post fight, Eddie Hearn's kind of saying, "I dare you, Adam," and then
ignore him. Don't let ego get involved. Ignore him. Sometimes you've got to lose a battle to win a war.
So, do you think boxers should have already pulled him out this upcoming purse bid?
I don't know what boxer are they going to decide to do, but my advice would be, again, sometimes it's good. They did it with Fraser.
Yep.
And I think sometimes you've got to lose a battle to win a war. Be smart.
The next day, the Sunday, we saw the 5v5 announcement. Looks so exciting. Not long to wait. I think today it got announced that the press conference will be April 15th. But any predictions, Johnny, on this 5v5?
No, but I'll tell you one thing. I think there'll be a lot of ego and pride between Frank and Eddie, and they'll want to make sure they come out on top. So I think it'll be very competitive, very interesting, very intriguing. I am curious to know who they'll slip in that pot. Will they put their A team in, or will they put their B team in? Because this might be the first of many.
Is there any you want to see? Is there any standout fights you're thinking of?
I don't know, because Eddie has the biggest stable. You know, Eddie can pull him in however he wants. Frank is the more experienced of the two. He's an old wily fox. And I think whatever we get, these guys, their ego's on the line, so they'll make sure they want fighter A to beat fighter B. They'll think they're in their A corner.
A heavily rumoured fight is Wilder versus Zhang, which come a bit far from a left field, but yeah. Both coming off of losses, but both very, very powerful and very, very explosive. So, yeah, how is that fight going to go if it does come off?
I think Wilder, on his last performance, is not the fighter he was. He's gone.
Yeah.
I don't know how he turns that time back. I don't know how camp was. I don't know what he did, what he didn't do, or that's just who he is. I think when I heard he'd been doing the ayahuasca, I thought he's done. He will never be the same fighter again. If you're going to go on that ayahuasca, you've got to think to yourself, you know, it changes your mindset. It makes you put things into perspective. Boxing isn't the be-all and end-all. You know, you find that zen in yourself. I know that. I've been there. So and if you're on that stuff as a fighter, you need to jack in boxing. And that's my advice.
Okay. Heavyweights, not long now till Tyson Fury, just a couple more. We're seeing these Tyson Fury clips come out. He's looking in better shape than we've ever seen him in before. Is that confidence, or can we read too much into that?
His nutritionist, Greg Marriott, is an amazing guy. He's a guy, I've worked with him, yeah. With Greg. Greg's worked with the best. No nonsense. And Greg will not let you cut corners. He'll not pretend all fur coat and no knickers. You know, and make sure Tyson is in good condition. That job's done. Looks in brilliant condition. Now it's about that. It's about who he's got around him. It's about the impression around Tyson. I think the best Tyson Fury beats Oleksandr Usyk. That's just my opinion. And so we'll just have to wait and see until that turns up.
I think we will see the best Tyson Fury.
I don't know, because of his last performance and because of what he said and done. Yeah, he looks in great shape. And yet, you know what? I think we do see today the best version of Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury might be past his best, but this best is still better than everybody else in the world.
Finally, I just want to talk to you about Conor Benn. UKAD and the British Boxing Board of Control won their appeal, which looks like Conor's future, certainly in fighting on these shores, is uncertain. Yeah, were you shocked by that when it got announced?
No, I'm actually a bit confused, because I know Dylan, he failed his, and you know, he's been cleared. It fails a fail. Conor's failed his. He hasn't been, you know, they've upheld it. And I get that. And hindsight's a great thing. Conor, if he'd have just taken his licks, I understand, as far as he's concerned, he's done no wrong, which is why he's standing strong in regards to what he's doing. But right now, you know, he's still managing to scrape a living, scrape a career fighting out abroad. Unfortunately, you know, he won't be here. And unfortunately, the British Boxing Board, as they say, the opportunity of him fighting a British fighter, trainers that work with him, fighters that will spar with him, you know, they can't do it on an official level.
So is that actually strictly out of bounds?
That's not banned. I remember when the WBO came on the scene and the Boxing Board of Control sent letters to every license holder saying if we were involved in any WBO promotion on the card, we'd get suspended or we were in trouble. And you'd be up against in front of the board. So yeah, that's legit. That is legit, and that is the case.
Excellent. Johnny, thank you very much for being to IFL TV. Wardy O'Clock.
Anytime, man.
Wardy O'Clock.
Sports Social Podcast Network.